Hello, this is Paula Matthews with Epic Books and Cafe with another episode, and this time it has kind of a spiritual twist that should give you understanding and help people understand how to pray in these days. We're going to talk about politics, but from the spiritual standpoint and not from flesh and blood. Now, these are some of the things that those of us who have prophesied to leaders of this and other nations, we understand. They're spiritual things that God makes us aware of as his mouthpiece in the world. Now, it hasn't been necessary to explain such things to the masses until now, because there seems to be some confusion as to the role of the prophets, a role of those who are hearing from God in these days. And the Lord brought something to my heart this morning that I wanted to express it to you all as well. And I was listening to a preacher teach early this morning, and he was talking about the works of God and how we need to be doing the works that Jesus did. And as he was speaking, the Lord reminded me of Moses. And particularly, he reminded me of how he showed Moses how things worked, but the acts he showed to the children of God. And so it's interesting because there was a distinction between the works that he showed to Moses and the understanding he gave Moses and what the people saw demonstrated. And there's a class distinction here that I want to just put out there so that you understand that when God shows a prophet or a leader how he's doing things, it's necessary for us to just speak what we see and operate in it. And as I mentioned, I'm talking about politics. And I go back to what the Lord told me before the 2020 election in America. He said, it's not about who is elected. He said, it was about whom America would serve. And for a lot of people, that went over their head. They're like, well, of course we know who we're serving. We serve Jesus Christ, but I'm going to vote for whoever I want to vote for. And it's a little bit deeper than that, because the Lord, a strong word that the Lord gave me also, where he said, and this was some time ago, and he keeps repeating it to me so that I keep it top of mind, is the works of men are over. Meaning, no longer are men operating by the flesh. Yeah, it would seem like they are, but at this point in time, because the time is short, the enemy is targeting those who can be flesh dwellers, and he's taking them up to a spiritual level. Now, I did see this in the White House back in 2012 or so, where I saw it with then President Barack Obama, where it was just seemed like normal disobedience. And then all of a sudden something kicked in high gear and he's operating in a spiritual realm for which he wasn't qualified. And I realized it was the enemy's power. And so what we have to understand is when these people take office, they're exposed to a high level of spiritual territory that they're not equipped for. And so when God tells us to pray for those in authority, there's a reason for it. Just because someone is voted to an office doesn't mean that they can handle that office. And I saw that, as I said, when Obama was in office and the people forgot to pray for the man. And so the demons took over. There were times when we would watch him and the Lord would have us praying for him and his head was filled with darkness. It was like he didn't know which way to go, but he went with his flesh. Went with his gut, went with what his intellect told him, and that's when the enemy kind of took him. It's one thing to see these people as gods, but they're really not. They are men who are being influenced by demonic forces if they're going against God. Now, are there some that could go the opposite direction? Yes, but you have to understand there are demon-seated powers in Washington, D.C., there are demon-seated powers that operated through the White House for generations. So no matter who's been in that office, they have to deal with the principalities and powers over that city and that region as well. And so when you look at it from that standpoint, we're not looking at flesh and blood as our enemies. The Bible tells us that we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. We're dealing with demon powers here. So that means that Donald Trump is not your enemy. It means Joe Biden's not your enemy. Barack Obama's not your enemy. But the demon spirits that operate through them, those are the only things that are enemies. And we need to keep that in focus. That's why we are told to pray for those in authority. We have to pray that they get saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. Otherwise, they're going to continue working like they do and operating in the world, which is coming to destruction. And it's going to be self-destruction for a lot of people. We are exhorted as the body of Christ to know no man according to the flesh. We are a spirit, and we have to start seeing things from a spiritual standpoint, which means we have to come up higher and see as the Father sees and speak what he speaks rather than speaking what the media is speaking or what we've heard other prophets and other people say. We need to know God ourselves. When I wrote my first book, it was entitled The War Journal. I had volume 1 and volume 2. It came out in 2010. The Lord talked to me about the spiritual condition and the natural condition of America and its leaders. And he was saying how we had no leaders in America, that the people that we were using were puppets of the people, but there was no real leadership there. And he said that the condition of the nation, the moral degradation of the nation, was because of the church. He didn't blame politicians. He didn't blame the music. He didn't blame the culture. He blamed the church for not standing on his word. And then that's when he took me to 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." So the healing and restoration for our nation is spiritual, but it has to come from the church because we have spiritual authority over the nation. And this is the only way America is going to be restored is if the people of God turn back to God and stop doing their own thing. And if we will only speak and only do His will, we'll see it happen over the nation. If you follow the life of Jesus, He was our example. He said and did only what the Father told Him to say and do. Now, when the Father showed this to me many, many years ago, He said, "This is my example for all believers. You're only supposed to be speaking and doing what He tells us to speak and do." Now, we're in a world that has multimedia. We have social media. We're bombarded with voices and with words and with things, and we tend to parrot what we see the most. But what the Lord is saying is if we want what's in that Bible, we're going to have to parrot what we see in there. We're going to have to connect with His Spirit and speak as He speaks, just like Jesus did. And He called this the spiritual prescription for healing the nations of the earth. It's not political. It's spiritual. Because God gave man dominion. But when Adam fell, dominion was given back to the church to stand for God's kingdom. So we have to do what He says, the way He says, if we want what He has. And Jesus let us know, of Himself He could do nothing. And He even told us, if He's the vine and we're the branches, we cannot do anything outside of Him. If we want to live, if we want to survive, we have to go through Him. Let Him be the very breath and provision and nutrients we need in this life. So we understand we're at war. We have leaders who have no authority except what was given by God. And you need to hold on to that point. Our war is not with Obama or Ms. Harris or Donald Trump or Mr. Biden. They have no authority except what has been given by God. And I want you to hold on to that point. Because all authority, as the Bible says, is ordained by God. It's the position that's ordained by God, not the people necessarily. It's the position that they hold. So God separates people from their position. Aren't we glad? Because as individuals, we have no power. But as the body of Christ, because we are in Him, we hold a position of authority that's over the land which God has given dominion. So when we're dealing with these leaders, we have to understand that they are just spirits operating by another spirit greater than themselves. So as long as they are operating by their flesh, what they think, their intellect, it's going to be demonic. It's going to be of this world. Why? Because Satan is the god of this world. He is the one running things in this world. He's the one that's telling them what to do. You have to understand, we were not created to be independent from a spiritual source. We are not independent from a spiritual source. Human beings are spiritual. We need a spiritual source to connect. There's only two spiritual sources in the world, either God or Satan. We're one or the other, but you can't be anywhere in between without being connected to one of them. And so we have to understand that that's why we pray. Demon powers are ruling our enemies. Ephesians 6:12 says that our enemies are the principalities, the powers, the rulers of darkness of this world, and the spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Now, we understand what a municipality is. That's a city. That's something in the natural. A principality is an area that's ruled by princes. These are spirits that rule over the rulers over cities and regions. Principalities are also over regions of the earth. And we're going to talk about Daniel, how Daniel prayed and fasted, and his answer didn't seem to come right away. But then angel shows up and says, "Listen, hey, we heard you the first time you prayed, but the prince of Persia tried to stop us and the war broke out." And that's kind of what we're looking at in the world right now. Our prayers are being answered. For those of us who are hearing God and speaking what He's saying, the prayers have been answered, but there's a war going on in the spirit. There is a war that's going on, and God has said we have the victory. We just need to stand on it and continue speaking what He's speaking instead of speaking what the world is speaking. Now, actually, this war began a while back. We can go all the way back to Genesis if you want to. But concerning America, I saw the war begin on election morning. Election Day 2020 that morning. And I'll never forget it. The Lord sounded a shofar from heaven. And the angels were already here, but they went and just took off their positions. And the Lord said the kingdom shofar went off and the kingdom, the war had begun. The war of the gods had begun. And I recall the craziest thing happening. Even before the election, there was a lot of witchcraft and people speaking Joe Biden's name, and trying to get people to vote for him. And it was like something out of a crazy movie. I'm like, who's doing all this witchcraft? It was actually nuts. And then I remember that after he claimed his premature victory, this huge demon power, it was a principality of some sort over the nation, just came out and it was declaring that America belonged to the demon power. And I'm thinking the devil is alive. You know, that's not going to happen. Regardless of Joe Biden, we have a covenant in America with God. So there's no demon power that can take us without going into war with God. And it's essentially what happened. So what is it that's going on right now? There's a war going on over America. God said it's already won, but people need to understand this is bigger than a man. This is bigger than a nation. This is about the souls of men that God is trying to reach in this nation and around the world. And the entire world is watching. And he called this his grand finale. So that means God has control of everything that's going on right now. He's allowing men to do what they do because it's judgment. Now, people have a choice. They can continue to go their route or they can repent. And we're hoping that we can pray. I'm praying that the people of God begin praying for the leaders so that they can come to repentance before it's too late, because that's where we are right now. We have a covenant with God, period. Can't be changed. It was ratified in the blood of Jesus. It can't be changed by political vote. It can't be changed by rewriting the Constitution. It can't be changed. And anyone who attempts to uproot the covenant will come face to face with God in a battle. And there's where we are now. And there's nothing we can do to change that. Now, I shouldn't have been surprised about seeing the demon power that comes out when Joe Biden claimed his victory, because even weeks before the election, and it might have been days before, I don't know, the Lord woke me up with a dream in the middle of the night. He says, watch this. So I get up and I'm watching this in the spirit, and I see Joe Biden. He takes me to the man's office and I watch him open this box. And he opens this box and there's a witchcraft implement in there. And I'm like, really? This man is practicing witchcraft? And he takes it as if this was a cure for all. And I heard him say, this will give me the advantage in the election. Somebody told him that. Something told him that. And he believed it. So he took the device, and when he put it in his hands, a demon came off of it and went inside his spirit. And what I saw was death came on the man. I saw death immediately go after his body. And I'm thinking, doesn't the man know he's dying? He's killing him? And he was excited. He was so engrossed with the power that he received that he didn't even recognize the fact that it was causing death. Not only his death, but deaths of his family and others around him. So I said, okay, Lord, I prayed. I don't know what you want me to do with this. But that was it. And then this demon, when he says, I won, and he got on there and was talking, this demon comes up and says, America belongs to me. I own America. I'm thinking this is something out of a crazy movie, because there's no way that can happen. But again, the Lord had said, the war of the gods had begun. So who are these gods? Well, anything that isn't Almighty God is a false god. So we know it's false god and demon powers that are trying to fight for the soul of America. But God said it's not going to happen. So it's interesting, because even this week, I saw Joe Biden dead. I mean, I keep seeing death over the White House, and not just him, but I saw a spirit of death. But what's interesting is I heard in mourning, people were saying, well, he died. And people make all kinds of excuses. And I heard this in the realm of the spirit just days ago. And God spoke out of heaven, no, this is judgment. This is judgment. And I'm like, okay. And it's not because it was old. It's not because of virus. It doesn't matter what they say. The man tried to take the country by demon powers, a country that belongs to God. You can't do that. You can't do that and not suffer death. It doesn't work that way. So just to understand, people, this is a spiritual war. We need to pray for the man's soul, because he knows he's out of here. And another thing the Lord told me, and thank you, Holy Ghost, for bringing it back to me. One of the things that Joe Biden has been doing in office is he's afraid of believers. He's afraid of people, and it's a spirit in him that's fearful of those who have more power than him. Now, he's seen Donald Trump. He knows that God's hand is on Donald Trump. He knows there's something, because Donald Trump is like a giant to him. And that's why they've been threatening to do things to him. That's why they threatened to do impeachment. They, behind the scenes, they tried to have the man killed. But let me tell you, they can't touch God's anointed without coming to their own death. I'm speaking this again. God says, touch not my anointed. That man is anointed. I don't care if you like him or not. Same for me and my family. You may not like us, but we are anointed. We are called for this time. And God is getting ready to put his foot down because these demons that are getting into people who think they want to take over, they want to hurt us. No, what you want to do is go to God. If you want something, go to God. Who was it James that wrote about? You warring and fighting, you're killing, you're doing all kinds of crazy stuff to get stuff, but you won't go to God. Whatever you get that is not by God, you're going to lose. So if you want something, go to God. Don't try to get rid of people. Get rid of your own selfishness and go to God and say, God, how can I have this? Be people of honor. Be people of honor. And that's what God is asking, even of his church today. We got preachers that are being dishonest and going in with the politicians. It's crazy, but this is a time of God's judgment. And he's coming down on people. Again, we pray for them because we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. Now, I want to bring something to this whole conversation about the war of the gods. Because the Lord also reminded me of how when he sent Moses to Pharaoh, he told Moses, and this was in Exodus chapter 7, he said, I've made you a god unto Pharaoh. And Jesus was crucified because he called himself a god. But he didn't say he was God. He said he was a son of God. Now, anybody who comes to Jesus Christ, you are considered children of God, but you have the potential of being sons of God. But sons of God hear the Spirit of God and follow the Spirit. You're being led by the Spirit, just like Moses was led. And what the Lord said about Moses in Exodus chapter 4, he says, I will be your mouth and teach thee what you should say. And it's interesting because this is what the Holy Spirit's job is to put words in our mouth and teach us what to say. That's why we're here. But here's a remarkable thing that Jesus said. Demonstrated, and he also spoke by saying, the works that we do define who our Father is, what spiritual camp we're in. And you can always see this. You don't go so much with people say, watch who follows them. Watch the works that come after them. If somebody is working righteousness, righteousness will follow them. They don't pretty much have to say anything. Just watch what they do. So Jesus was talking to the Pharisees when he tells them that their father is a devil. They're criticizing him for being the son of God. And he said, well, your father's a devil because the works you do and the lust you have is that of your father. And he says that your father's a liar. And he says, but you don't recognize me because we don't have the same father. And that's pretty much what he says in John 8. But then in John 14, Jesus takes it another step. His disciples say, show us the Father. And Jesus' response was, hey, you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Now, that's interesting. And they're confused. They're like, wait a minute. Yeah, it would confuse most people because Jesus was flesh and blood. His Father is spirit. What did he mean by that? Well, what he was saying is, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father, but look at the works. And that's where Jesus went back to the works. What's going on? Look at what I'm doing. Look at the things that I'm doing that are supernatural. That tells you who I'm from. He says, the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwells in me, he does the work. Okay? So he's saying his works are not of himself. The words are not of himself. But he speaks what God speaks and miracles happen. And that's basically how it works with us as well. But then Jesus says, believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father is in me. Or else, believe me for the work's sake. So it's like, if you don't want to believe that I'm in the Father and the Father's in me, to believe the works that I do. No human being can do this. No human being has ever done things like this. And if you go back to what happened in the time of Moses with Pharaoh, it was a battle over the works. You know, when the rod turned to a snake, Pharaoh's people could do the same thing. But the difference was Moses' snake ate the other snakes. So what's going on here now is you have a spiritual power that are working through leaders and working through people that they're rivaling with the spirit of the living God. So as people of God, we have to actually stand on the word of God for a miracle to happen or for the supernatural to work in the opposite direction so that they can see the truth. And that's what Jesus says when he talks about the works. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these. So I'm saying all this to put this in a spiritual perspective. You're looking at flesh and blood. Take your eyes off of men. You're looking at political parties. Take your eyes off of them. Find out where God wants you. Get in that position. Begin speaking and doing what he's telling you to do. And it'll spark something here. It'll spark something there. And then what will happen is he will begin to heal our land because the people are hurting. People are mourning. What does the word talk about when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice? Nobody's rejoicing right now because unrighteousness is in authority. And God is saying righteousness will reign in America. So there's a battle here of righteousness versus unrighteousness. So you have to understand, this is flesh and blood looking at flesh and blood, but we have to look at spirit. And that's why what Jesus could say, even when he was crucified, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. Because these people who refuse to repent are going to end up dying. Their lives are going to be taken from them. Not only that, but there's going to be, as the Lord said, a legacy of dishonor and shame to follow them and their heirs. We have to understand that if God is saying America's going to be saved, it matters not what man says. It doesn't matter what man does. God's word will come to pass. This is his grand finale. I keep saying that this is his grand finale. God said he's chosen everybody for this place. He's chosen the venue. He's chosen the people. And knowing that, if you're here, he's got a role for you to play. Find out what that is. Don't be looking at Donald Trump and saying he needs to get in his position. What's your position? Don't be looking at Joe Biden and saying, well, that's not his position. Oh, he's right exactly where God wants him. It's like the Lord told me years ago, I have my enemies placed exactly where I want them. Meaning, again, he knows what people were doing, just like he did with Pharaoh. He knew where Pharaoh was. He knew what Pharaoh was going to do. In fact, he told Moses, oh, he's not going to let you go, but I'm going to bring plagues against him. And that was a word the Lord gave me to give to Barack Obama. If you don't stop rejecting God and coming against his people, God is going to send plagues against this land greater than what he did in Egypt. This world is run by the God of this world is Satan. So you have to have something outside of this world. The heaven's answer has to come into play, but it can only come into play when we realize that we are gods like our Father. We are little G's. We're children of God, which means we have his word in our mouth and we do what he says and change the situation here. He wants us to return to the Garden of Eden. That's what God's purpose is. That's what the purpose of his words are, to return us to Eden. The point where we had all those good things flowing from heaven directly here. There was healing and deliverance and freedom to create what God would want to create in the world. And that's why he gives us his word. These are seeds to plant what he wants in the world. So we have to understand that God is good. He loves us. But we have to do what he says the way he says do it if we want his words. We are children of God, called to be imitators of our God, calling into place what he wants, what we desire to see, and not what we currently see, which means we can't speak the evil. We have to speak the good. And as the Lord has always told me, you have to strive to see the good. But it's there because God is good all the time. His mercy endures forever. And we got to know that our Father loves us, only wants the best for us. His plan for us is good. We're going to have to wage a war against the enemy if we want to see good in the land of the living. This is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe, and I hope this has been an encouragement to you. God bless and keep you until next time.